Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Quick Dev. I'm very excited to have my first return guest. So Dave Voiles from Philadelphia is back on the show for part two. Dave, just for people out there that maybe didn't see part one, can you go and give us an introduction, what you talked about last time, and then what we're going to dive into today?
Sure. The last time we were here, we spoke about debugging remote web applications with Vorlon.js. And today we're going to do something which ties hand in hand with that. I'm going to show you how to create hosted hybrid web applications with something called Manifold.js.
Awesome. And we kind of hinted at that in the past video, and I kind of signed you up for part two. Thankfully, yep. You were able to be prepared today, so I'm looking forward to it. And just really quickly, just give us 30 seconds, your focus, your interest. I know it's web and some other things, so just kind of shout that out really quick.
Sure. I'm also a technical evangelist, but I'm based out of Philadelphia. I'm a New York native. My hobbies are in game development, web programming, so I try to combine the two and really create high-performance web applications, and that's what we're here for today.
Cool. Awesome. So I'm ready. Let's go ahead and dive into your demos.
So we're here to discuss hosted web apps with Manifold.js. Let's get started. So what is a hosted web app? The idea is to look at it as essentially we're going to have a native shell or wrapper that's going to be the language that's designed for that that operating system you're building on. So on something like iOS, it's going to be Objective-C. If you're running this on an Android device, that shell is going to be written in Java. If it's on a Windows device, it can be written in C++ or C#. Now inside of this native application, we're going to have our website. So that's all of our web code. That's HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS that lives inside of this hybrid application. So we build our shell one time, and on the inside, we're just pointing our website towards it. And there are a number of benefits that come along with this. So this image right here hopefully displays it in a very clear way, along with some of the benefits, which I'm going to dive into in just a moment. First thing, how do we build one? Well, you can use your code editor. Now it's Visual Studio, Notepad++, Brackets, Emacs, anything you want to use. Your code editor of your choice, push to your repositories. Now, that could be something like Git, whether it's local or using something in the cloud like GitHub, which I prefer to use. Those will work just as well. We can deploy on your service. So whether using Amazon, Heroku, Parse, Rusted Soul, your private cloud, or even Microsoft Azure, this will all work just as well. And finally, it says reach Windows users here. I didn't want to change someone else's slide, but really it's reach all mobile users. So what this will allow you to do is create applications that work on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone all in one fell swoop. James, with me so far?
Yeah, and I was just going to comment here. So you're basically saying for those web developers out there, mm-hmm. you can continue to build and use the stuff that you're already familiar with, and you're going to tell us how to just tie that into the mobile application with Manifold here in a minute, right? So everything you've got on here, use your code editor, your repos, right. Your service, do everything you've been doing, and then add something on, which is what we'll take a look at in a second.
Exactly. So even if you're not a mobile application developer and you're just a web developer, that's perfectly fine. You'll be right at home with all of this.
Awesome.
Wrong way. So what is Manifold.js? Well, essentially, it is a Node.js app that runs from NPM. Now, that's Node Package Manager. So even if you're not a Node guru, you don't have to sweat because all this heavy lifting is actually done for you. You can run on any platform and build for any platform. So what that means is whether you're using a Mac, Windows PC, or Linux box, you can still build this application, and you can build for any of those platforms as well. But best of all, it helps you reach more users than ever by packaging your web experience, so your website, as a native app across Android, iOS, and Windows. So the point I'm really trying to drive home here is that there is no silver bullet, but essentially this is write one once, and you get it really to work everywhere. You save time, you save money. I'm going to dive into that. But best of all, this is standards-based, and it's on the latest W3C manifest working draft. Now what this is the World Wide Web Consortium. It's a group of web developers from large and small companies across the world who come together each year to build standards that the web browsers are going to build on. So that means Apple is part of this, Google, the team at Mozilla behind Firefox, Microsoft, we're all part of this. We've all agreed to a standard. And best of all, open source. So you can contribute to this right now.
And I love that you threw in the open source there because it kind of fits in, and the cross-platform, not only with deploying but also building, whether it be Linux, Windows, Mac. This has kind of been a theme with several of the videos we've done. So we've done C# on a Mac with Unity, Xamarin, .NET now, done Visual Studio Code, which is Linux, Mac, Windows, everything and all the above. So I'm glad you threw that in there. It's a great tie into some of the stuff we've already been talking about.
Right. In the programming world today, you've got to be as flexible as possible and have your tools available to as many developers as possible. So why would you create a hosted web app? Well, first of all, you want to reach more users so you can package your web experience as a native application. So now if I'm going to write a website, which is great, I still may have a hard time getting exposure through some of these mobile app stores. Maybe I want to reach Android users or iOS users. Well, this is a great way to not only still hit everyone that's already hitting your website, but also reach new people. You can also update your package or your app without having to go through the app stores. Now, I say here, no more 6-day wait period and update when you want to push, no need for approval. Here's what I mean. So you can get this information online every day. So here's the average app store review times. I last put this together in December, and it's been about the same for the last several years. So it has not changed. But every day, you can check this information. If I was going to write an iOS application today and submit it to the Apple Store, it would take 6 days to get approved. If I was going to do the same thing for their Mac App Store, it would take 8 days. Now, this is great if I'm going to submit my application for the first time. I just want to get it out the door and get it to users. But picture this scenario. I suddenly push an update to my application later on. I've got to wait, of course, 6 days for that update to come. And there's a bug, a simple error in there that may take only one line of code to fix. So I immediately make that change, and as I'm doing this, I notice that my reviews start getting downvoted, right? I'm getting one-star reviews across the board. Everyone says, this is terrible, this is broken, this doesn't work. Not a problem, because I could just quickly push my app, and I'm good to go. But remember what I said before, we've got to wait 6 days for this to get approved. So you're getting downvoted into oblivion the whole time, despite your application being fixed this whole period. Well, now, we submit our application one time, that shell, and the innards, that website that we're injecting into your shell, you can make a change as fast as you want. So if I can push my code to GitHub the moment it gets up there, your Azure website, if that's how you're hosting this, is looking at your GitHub through our hooks, and as soon as I push that change, boom, it gets sent to your mobile app. So you can update a mobile app in seconds instead of days. So remember, you don't want to be waiting days. That's no good. You want to be waiting seconds.
A cat does not look happy to be waiting days.
No, not at all, right?
And so I want to play maybe slightly devil's advocate here, or maybe just kind of bring up something for people. So this idea of you've got your app in the App Store, you update the website, and that automatically updates your app. That means that your app has to be connected to the internet, right, at all times to be able to run that?
Not necessarily, because there are a number of ways that you can you can have offline interactivity. So that's things like app cache, which allow you to store a lot of the content in the end user's browser. So maybe you have images, videos, audio files, whatever else. You can cache a lot of that on the application itself. So you don't actually need internet connectivity.
Okay, awesome.
But best of all, you look at a mobile application or a native app today. Most of those applications, you got to hop on that airplane, go into airplane mode. Most of those apps are not going to have much functionality anyway, because they require some sort of internet connectivity, right?
Right, and that was going to be my next point.
Great minds think alike.
If you took that personally, but yes, definitely.
Yep. So, best of all, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You already have a website. Why rewrite all that content for mobile apps? You understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that really relates here is that websites now have to be so mobile. They have to support mobile because people are accessing them on their devices on the go.
Exactly.
So they're already kind of mobile ready, and just wrapping that as a mobile app seems like a great play.
Absolutely. And like practical use case, I'd met two co-founders from a nonprofit here in Philadelphia. They had an iOS app that they created, but they also needed to get it for Android, and they needed a website as well. Now, their iOS app, the contractors had charged them about $15,000, $18,000 to do. And they said, we just don't have the money to do this again for Android, and then we have to make a website too. This is really cost prohibitive. I said, you could have done this one time for the website and hit everywhere. Yep. So you live and you learn, right? So moving on, though. So how does Manifold.js work? So it's going to take the metadata about your site and generate native hosted apps. And I'll get into what that metadata is very shortly when I show you a live example. If the platform doesn't support, we call them hosted apps, we use Cordova to polyfill. Now, James, are you familiar with what Cordova is?
I am, and actually you, I don't know if you're segueing into this or not, but we're one of the first people to kind of introduce me to Cordova, PhoneGap, that kind of
all
thing.
Right. So. All right. So I'll give
you your kudos when they're due.
So Cordova, very quickly, is that native shell that I told you about before. So on platforms like Microsoft's for Windows 10, we support JavaScript and the browser out of the box. So that means you can write a native application in JavaScript and we just accept it as it is. On iOS and Android, we need to use Cordova to polyfill and kind of shim in all the spots that don't belong. So all this metadata is stored as a JSON file, and that is that web app manifest, that standard that I spoke about earlier. And I'll show you what that looks like too. And finally, your hybrid apps on your mobile device then point back to your website with this manifest. So it grabs that information, a simple doc that we have, grabs that info, displays your page accordingly, and you're good to go. So again, Cordova, we had briefly covered this before, but again, it's a platform, it's free and open source, and allows you to build native mobile apps using HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript. And we have plenty of other content that you can take a look at about how to get high-performant JavaScript that's nearly at native speed today. Again, Cordova, open source, and PhoneGap, I'm not going to get into the differences here, but essentially it is Adobe's flavor of Cordova. So it wraps Cordova and includes some additions, but that's how that works. So here's this web app manifest. I just took an image of the working draft. You can dive into the details if you want, but we're not going to put you to sleep here. But again, it's JSON-based manifest to place the data associated with your apps. And this will include things such as, but not limited to, your app name, links to any icons. And now icons, by that I mean, if you're going to put your application and have it on someone's mobile device, you're going to need an icon so people know what they're clicking through. So what we're going to do is we're going to have different icons for iOS, Android, Windows Phone. But even better, we're also going to have a folder on our web server that links to the store icons. You know, those little preview images that you can view when you're deciding, should I buy this application, should I not? We also have things like screen orientation and display mode. So for example, should this thing be portrait, should it be landscape, both, maybe one or the other? And then finally, display mode. So full screen would mean I don't want to see any of the browser's Chrome, is what it's called. I don't want to see the options, the menus, the tools. Instead, I want this to look as native as possible.
And what this makes me think of, being a mobile app developer, is kind of the manifest files that you would typically have. I think it's a manifest file in Windows, and they're called different things, I think. Or maybe they're called the same on other platforms. Right.
Yep.
But they include some of the same information. So I'm assuming this web app manifest that you create as a JSON file then kind of generates those details specifically for the platform that you're looking at.
Exactly.
Does that sound cool?
Yep, you nailed it. So we'll do it specifically for iOS, Android, and Windows. And now here's how it actually works under the covers. So installation, very simple. You're going to install Node Package Manager. So npm install manifold.js. So if you like the command line, that's fine. Now that we have it installed, I could just say, hey, manifold.js, look at this website URL. I might use davevoiles.com or James's website. It's going to go up. It's going to generate a package based on the website and give me the end result. But not everyone likes using command line, right? I mean, it's not the friendliest tool sometimes. So many of us prefer to actually use something visual, like the web generator. And this is what this looks like. And we're going to dive into this in just a moment. But I want you to see a quick screenshot. On the left-hand side here, I could pass in the URL. And it's the same thing as if I'd done the command line version. I pass in the URL, and I say, go to maybe davevoiles.com. Or I could upload my old manifest. And what it's going to do, it's going to go to my website, check in my root folder of my website, hey, does this guy already have a web app manifest? If so, let's use that. Otherwise, we're just going to generate one of our own. That's exactly what happened right here. Difficult to see. That's not the point of the slide. Just want you to understand that it's going to generate a JSON file for you. So if you don't mind, I'm going to switch screens, and we're going to actually create our first web app manifest in about 2 minutes on our own.
Cool. Let's do it.
So on the Manifold site, we can just click on this large red Generate Now button. And here is that same screen we saw before. Rather than my own site, which is down for various reasons at the moment, I'm going to go to finalbosses.com. So I like old video games. This is nothing but a network of podcasts and YouTube shows that they talk about 8 and 16-bit shows. So I don't know if they have a web app manifest. That's what's going to make this interesting. I'm just going to paste in the URL. I'm going to say get started. And on the right-hand side here, see it's doing some work. I'm going to zoom in. And you can see I have a starting URL. So that means when this application launches, it's going to go to finalbosses.com and inject that into the page itself. It's going to accept an array of icons. Currently, this array is empty. I want it to be full screen, and I can change the orientation. It'll work perfectly fine, portrait or landscape. But I have several warnings over here.
Yeah, too. I was going to say, it looks like it's giving you warnings there that relate back to the icons that was empty, the icons array that was empty.
So exactly.
Specifically, yep. The kind of things that you need.
Yep, so it's telling me which platforms it's missing, what it's going to affect, everything else. And best of all, I can make any of the changes right here on the side. So display, maybe one full screen, minimal UI, browser, standalone. I can make all of those. So here is where all the magic happens. You ready?
So let's see it.
If I did the NPM way of doing it, I could just run Node Package Manager on my own machine. My machine is going to generate this project. But if I hit this lovely Generate Package button right down here, see, it's building package now. What that's going to do is we have a virtual machine in the cloud that Microsoft owns, and we're sending this information up to that machine, and I'm saying, hey, can you package up this website for all these different platforms for me? And when you're done, give it back to me in a very nice zip file. So I can open up this zip file, and if I have the Android emulator and IDE installed, I can run that. If I have iOS, Xcode, I could run that. I'm not on my Mac right now, so I cannot. But we're going to have a Visual Studio solution as part of this project, this zip file that we can open up, tinker around with, hit deploy, and we are good to go.
Now, does this give you the final packages also that you can submit directly to the store?
That's it. So we'll have a solution for each platform, and this package is ready to go. So what I could do from here is I could go to the platform of my choice. I go directly to their development site, drop in this package, and I'm ready to go.
So I'm thinking about with iOS development, you have to have a Mac. And I think about Windows development, you don't have to have a Windows machine. You could have a Mac running Windows, but you have to be running Windows to be able to build and deploy and get your package. So you're kind of saying here that it almost doesn't matter what kind of machine I have, anything I have installed, as long as I have that website and have that manifest file and click this create button in the browser, it's going to give me everything I need to go directly to the store, submit my applications.
Well, for iOS, there's always a catch, right? So you need an Apple machine for one simple reason, and that is to attach your developer certificate. So we cannot do that for you on our end. There are services that do this. You can rent out virtual machines that have OS X running on them, and that's simply used to attach your developer certificate that's saying, yes, I am this person, this is my application, to the app itself.
Okay, but that still cuts out a lot of the need for a Mac that you would have to have, right?
You're not having to do anything else on the Mac or Xcode or whatever else. Awesome. So let's open this up, the zip file, and I'm going to bring this over here. It's very large, or wide, I should say. So opens up, I have all these projects, and inside the projects, I have Chrome, Cordova, Firefox, Web, Windows 10. Let's take a look at Windows 10. And here we go, we have our manifest, our source files with our app.js project. So like I said, we accept JavaScript out of the box, ready to go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, extract these, put them on my desktop, I'm putting my downloads folder. It's going to take a moment, open up this folder, and we will see all the good stuff here. So let me bring over this folder, downloads, and final bosses. Oh, no, it's a zip file. Sorry. Projects. Here we go. Windows 10, source, and here we go. I can open this thing up, and I'm good to go. I can say, yes, open it up in Visual Studio. Visual Studio is popping up on my screen, and we can see how this application is going to work. So again, very, very simple. I had to write this thing one time for the web, and now it's going to work on all of these different platforms.
And this is incredible because the alternative, and this is something I talk about a lot, if you think about top mobile platforms, you first think Android and iOS, and then also Windows 10 is a kind of a bigger competitor maybe than people think with the array of devices that it can deploy to. But if you think about developing for each of those, it's three different languages, three different IDEs, three different processes for developing.
Absolutely.
Versus you're saying here, as a web developer, you do what you've already been doing and take this extra couple of minutes to let Manifold create packages, and I can go out and do the last step in iOS to get the developer certificate tied to the package and then submit that to the store. And that's basically with everything that people are already doing as web developers.
That's correct.
Incredible.
So right now, I loaded this application. All I hit was, deploy. And here we go. Here is that Final Boss's website running as an application. Again, we could take this today, and this will work on HoloLens, Xbox, Windows Phone, and desktop machines just like this. So it's an entire application, and I could do other things like tie in alerts and notifications, deep linking, live tiles. All this is perfectly available to me. So pretty nifty, right? In a few moments, I have this website, this app that works just like anything else. Not bad, huh?
Awesome. Yeah, I 100% agree. I think there's, for people who are already doing mobile development and are more comfortable writing Java or Objective-C or Swift or C#, maybe this doesn't make sense. But those tons of people who are doing web and have been doing web and are comfortable with those technologies, it's a pretty quick and easy to just kind of port your stuff over and get access to that many more potential users, stores, all that kind of stuff.
For a very minimal amount of work. So again, there's no silver bullet. There's no 100% guaranteed path for everyone. But the idea behind this is you can write once, and for the most part, it's working just about everywhere.
Dave, I want to thank you for coming on again, being the first person to come back for part two. So fantastic.
Always a pleasure.
I think this is great as a mobile guy. You know, I look at doing the different languages and the different platforms to really understand what developers are doing. Not being a web guy, this may or may not be something I pursue now. But again, those tons of web developers out there, totally makes sense. Gives them access directly through marketplaces. And we're kind of reiterating this because it is so impactful through the different marketplaces for the different mobile platforms. And it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's essentially another tool in your tool belt for making applications.
Awesome. And that is, you think about the kind of idea behind QuickDev here. I really wanted to focus on things that save developers time. And when you think about taking something that already exists and bringing it to three different platforms within minutes, and if you include the submissions and the delays in submissions, and some are longer than others, it still significantly speeds up the process, allows you to fix bugs, as you mentioned. I think that was a great example, much quicker than waiting for a store approval. So again, just wanted to thank you for coming on. This is an exciting part two. Hopefully we'll see you on in the future for a part three. We've got to come up with some topic I can bully you into to come back. But in the meantime, thanks again, and we'll see you soon. And stay tuned out there for more videos.